Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll for the next few minutes just on the sports gambling referendum in the state of New Jersey. And again, to be clear, if you're not up to speed on this, this would not in and of itself legalize sports betting in New Jersey. It would tell the legislature that the sense of the people is that the legislature should consider it. Supporters include Governor Christie and the Star Ledger editorial board, although the Star Ledger is not exactly enthusiastic on the idea. In fact, it says in so many words that it thinks people should hold their noses and vote yes. The Star Ledger editorial says, and now I've lost my place. Let's see. In a state with too many lotteries, too many casinos, too many horse tracks, sports gambling would add another layer of sleaze. It will lead to more social decay, divorce. They say this will lead to divorce, depression, and bankruptcies. But we're already down this road, concludes the Ledger, and there's no going back. More not to like, it adds. If some legislators get their way, a portion of the revenue to be raised, estimated at more than $200 million annually, would be used to prop up the dying horse race industry when the cash could be used for more worthy needs like cops and teachers or better roads. So, nevertheless, it says vote yes, in their opinion, because people are already betting tens of millions of dollars with offshore accounts or organized crime. It's senseless not to try to siphon some of that revenue, says the Star Ledger. But how about for you? Are you going to vote yes or no? Oh, and there is, this is important to add, there is a protection against voting on New Jersey kids who are in college. So any New Jersey college team or any games at the college level played in New Jersey could not be betted on legally under this referendum, but any other college sports apparently could, as well as, of course, the pros. So you're going to vote yes, you're going to vote no. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Mike in Westfield, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, I'm going to definitely be voting no, not because of the social decay reason. I don't think that's a reality. But we live in a state with a governor who is stripping bare the education system, and I have a long memory. And this was not supposed to happen with all of the revenue to come in from casino gambling. We wouldn't be in, if that had turned out the way the promises had been made, we wouldn't be in this thing. So, frankly, I wouldn't mind the revenue, but I just can't stomach the idea of supporting providing another promise for more revenue with the track record of having blown it with the revenue that never came around from casino gambling.
Thank you very much, Mike. Jim in Brick, you're on WNYC. How are you voting on the referendum?
I'm leaning against it, and I'm glad you clarified it. The interpretive statement only specifies that it not only expands the locale of the vetting, but also the events. I'm reading from it that the except that bets could not be placed on any college sports or athletic event that takes place in New Jersey or in which a New Jersey college team is playing. I mean, that almost acknowledges potential improper doings.
Why does that acknowledge rather than prevent?
Well, as you just said before, I mean, that there's already offshore interests that could sway a game. And
That just meant, from the Star Ledger's perspective, that just meant that people already can use some offshore site on the Internet to bet on Rutgers, say, or against Rutgers.
Right. Well, to me, it sounds like it just opens up or deepens already an open can of worms.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. 212-433-WNYC, our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific exit poll on how you're voting on the sports gambling referendum in New Jersey today. Henry in Florham Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Henry.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. You're voting.
Yes, I already voted, and I voted in support of it. I've lived in New Jersey all my life, and it actually comes from a family that's been in New Jersey for many generations. I know it happens anyway illegally, and if there's any chance of the state regulating it, bringing it less out of the shadows, and perhaps making some income off of it. I don't see any reason why there shouldn't, why it shouldn't be allowed.
Thank you very much. Bill in Long Valley, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
So you're voting today.
I voted for it an hour or so ago. I'm a Republican. I believe that tax revenues are a good thing, which may be a contradiction. I also believe that gambling is a self-imposed tax on stupidity. I do not gamble, and I sort of like the idea that other people are going to be gambled for, or are going to be taxed for gambling.
You know, another reason that Governor Christie is for it is that he said there's this federal law that restricts sports betting currently to four states. And I don't have that list in front of me, and I forget which four states they are. But the governor's position is, what? You're going to discriminate against the other 46 states and say only four states may have all the betting on sports? Obviously, Nevada is one of them because it goes on in Las Vegas. Delaware, I think, is one of them because people can vote on sports or the banking industry in Delaware. The credit card industry is all there. But anyway, that's one of the other reasons. That's one of the other pro arguments that's being made, is just so New Jersey and the 45 other states that don't have it, you know, get the right to at least decide for themselves.
I think it's a good idea.
Thank you very much. Oregon and Montana are the other two. Who knew that Montana is a sports betting mecca for America. All right. Thomas in Middletown. You're on WNYC. Hi, Thomas.
Yes. Hi, Brian. Thanks so much.
You bet.
My opinion about institutionalized gambling is like it's dishonest. It's exploiting human weakness to raise tax money. And I think the people who promote this type of revenue raising are intellectually dishonest about the issue. It used to be illegal to have organized gambling like that, and especially casino gambling. Casino gambling is rigged for the customer to lose. So why is the state and our government, who's supposed to be governing us, not exploiting us, want to go into a situation like that? I just can't understand why we're all going downhill morally and with no integrity as far as our government.
Are you a sports fan, by the way?
Well, I watch occasionally. I have no emotion about it either way.
I guess then you're not really the person to ask, but I wonder if sports fans have a strong feeling about it one way or another.
I'm sure they do. It's another outlet for entertainment for them. But what I'm concerned about are seniors who are giving their Social Security checks back because they have nothing else to do. A lot of gambling institutions are filled with senior citizens.
Thank you very much. Does it dilute? Does it add temptation? I don't know. People are betting on sports all over the place anyway, so maybe it doesn't change the equation there. Certainly people within the sport who work for the teams and work for the leagues and so forth are seriously restricted. Remember what happened to Pete Rose, lifetime ban from baseball, can't get into the Hall of Fame because they say he bet on baseball when he was a manager of the Reds. So I don't know. For the fan, does it dilute the purity of the game in any way that matters to anybody out there? People who gamble obviously think it just adds another layer of fun, but I wonder if any sports fans have an opinion. 212-433-WNYC. Kylie in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, Brian. So I am a sports fan, and I don't think that I'm morally bankrupt, but I do enjoy betting online for, like, the Final Four. I went to Duke, so I'm a big basketball fan. And I think that being able to bet on the football game, it would just add a level, like you said, a level of fun. I mean, I wouldn't be betting my dissertation stipend. I'd be betting, you know, my Starbucks money. So I don't plan on going bankrupt by betting on sports games.
What do you say to the previous caller who said, in effect, that maybe Starbucks money for you, but it's somebody else's Social Security check when they're a senior and they don't have that much to do and then they get addicted?
I mean, I think that you can take any argument, you know, to its end conclusion like that. And if he, you know, truly feels that way, then I would think that he'd have a better time lobbying against casino betting. I mean, I've been to the sports book in Las Vegas. I didn't see that many old people there. I do see old people on, you know, the casino floor. So I don't know that that statement is true for him. Kylie, that's not compelling for me.
Kylie, thanks a lot. Constance in Somerset, you're on WNYC. Hi, Constance. You voting today?
Hi there. I'm ready.
Go ahead.
I voted no, and my reason for voting no is that, first of all, there's never any oversight, and the amount of money that the state is going to glean from this that will benefit the taxpayer, I think, is negligible. And I am a sports fan, but I do not believe in betting on something like this. That's my feeling.
Thank you very much. Laurie in Ringwood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laurie.
Hi. Yes, I'm voting no, really on ethical grounds. But if indeed it does go forward to become law, I'd like to see some provision where some of the revenue will go towards Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah, I wonder if that's in there. I haven't seen it one way or another where they would enhance services for people who have gambling addiction problems if they're passing this. I can check that out. I haven't seen it one way or the other.
Yeah, 'cause I disagree with the caller before saying that it's a taxation on stupidity. It's really more a taxation on addiction and mental illness.
Thank you very much. I wonder if there's a gender divide on this, if more men who would tend to be the gamblers tend to vote yes and more women tend to vote no. But I don't know. I guess maybe we'll find that out with the results tomorrow. Cal in Milburn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cal.
Hello. During Prohibition, people drank anyway, even though it was illegal. The same is going to happen if you ban sports betting. People are going to figure out a way to do it. So why not simply let it be legal? And I think the idea of taking some of the tax revenue and maybe putting it towards Gamblers Anonymous wouldn't be a bad idea. But you're not going to stop gambling by simply, banning it.
Thank you. Rob in Morristown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rob.
Hi, yes. I think I might have given my answers in reverse of what they should have been, because, first of all, and it's ironic for me to say so, spending time with you on the phone, but I think this is an absolute waste of time. We have much more important issues to deal with here in New Jersey, and the fact that there's already a congressional ban and that this is really nothing more than a statement just kind of proves that there's still a lot of time being wasted and we're not really focusing on the core issues for society.
Thank you very much. And we will leave it there. We thank you all for your calls to our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll on the sports gambling referendum in New Jersey to tell the legislature whether or not you want them to actually take this up and consider a law to that effect. We'll do more informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific exit polling later in the show. Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in a minute. I'll tell you about my first trip to actually observe Occupy Wall Street in action, and we'll talk about Robert's Rules of Order and how it's used and not used on the Occupy sites. Stay with us.